all the saints. Where do you start with all the saints? Well, at St. Mary's, I'd like you to start with me, with three. Look at the three saints in our high altar here. At the top, our Blessed Mother wrapped in blue and white, like the clouds in the sky above. To the right, St. Joseph, her blessed spouse, foster father of Jesus, model of workers clothed in the ground, like the earth. Then to the left, St. Patrick, the great saint of Ireland, who built up the church on the Emerald Isle with bishop's crozier in hand and a church, or a model of a church, signifying that building up of the faith, who used the shamrock to teach and drove out the serpents, clothed in green. Clothed in green like the shamrocks and all other vegetation. I don't know if it was the artist's intention or just the workings of providence, but as I gaze upon the three, as we gaze upon them, we can gaze upon the whole world. The sun and the clouds. As the book of Revelation says of Mary in the 12th chapter, the woman with the sun at her back and the moon at her feet, the entire firmament, the earth, the soil, the bare trees, the tilled fields, the humus, where we get the word human, right? That Latin word humus, the word for soil, because we are taken from the earth, Genesis tells us. It also explains why hummus looks like dirt, but that's a subject for a different day. And all the vegetation, the grass, the evergreens, the last remaining produce in our gardens, it's all there. Even what's in their hands, those man-made things in Patrick's hands, those that are natural, the lily in Joseph's. Folks, on All Saints' Day each year, we focus on the universal call to holiness. For it is as diverse as the selection of our three saints and the clothing in which they are wrapped. For no one is exempt from this call. Yes, the book of Revelation in our first reading speaks of a specific number, 144,000. But please, don't hear that like an accountant or an engineer. It is the 12 tribes of Israel times the 12 apostles times, well, 1,000, of course. That's where you get 144,000. But in the world of the first century Jew, 1,000 was synonymous with a lot. A really big number, one that we couldn't just eyeball. We are invited into that. For just as surely as we're all spinning on the same globe, we're all called to that same holiness. As we heard in last Sunday's gospel, we are called to those two great commandments and to live out that love of God and love of neighbor. Yesterday, we marked Halloween, the eve of All Saints, All Hallows Day. And it's a great chance for us to focus on that call in a roundabout way, if you will. Because Halloween, it seems to me, gives kids a chance to do one of two things. Either follow their heroes or to face their foes. Now, when I was a little kid, maybe 5 years old, the first thing I ever wanted to be as a child was, and this is very pious, but it's true, I wanted to be a saint. I had heard about saints, I think, probably in Sunday school, and I said, that sounds good, I'd like to do that. I want to be a saint. Shortly thereafter, I heard about superheroes, and I changed my mind. I decided superheroes sounded even cooler. But regardless, that desire of the child for greatness, to follow one's heroes, that's why we saw the children Truth be told, I didn't see anyone dressed as a saint, but I did see some superheroes, and I did see some sports heroes. I saw greatness, but I also saw some ugliness, right? Some gruesome things, because I think some children want to face their foes by dressing like what scares the bejeebers out of them to prove to themselves that they can face their fears. Halloween, All Hallows Eve. This week, as our nation elects our leaders, we are called here to reflect that we are elect. We are chosen by Christ. We are to be the ones that Revelation says had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are the ones who are called to be children of God, as we hear in our second readings, and to live out the Beatitudes. There's always more that can be said of the Beatitudes, the gospel in a nutshell. But I'd like to share this one insight with you today, because our world tells us there's four ways to happiness. You know what they are. We've spoken of them before. The four means that the world offers for happiness are power, pleasure, honor, and riches. And each of us gets pulled in a different direction, what tugs at our heart. But each one of us battles with them in some way. The desire for power, that'll what make you happy. The desire for pleasure, surely that's it. Or honor, or riches and wealth. But as you go through the Beatitudes, surely you've noticed before that there are some that sound very good and positive. Blessed are the peacemakers. Yeah, we can all get behind that. But blessed are those who mourn? That doesn't sound nice. Why would I want to mourn or be persecuted or to be poor in spirit or meek? Until we realize that in the Beatitudes, the Lord gives us the perfect counterpoint. He says, yes, the world tells you you'll be happy if you have power. I offer you the chance for true happiness by being meek. The world says pleasure is the key, but I say mourn. I'm not saying you need to be depressed, but to acknowledge that physical pleasure is not the answer. The world says honor. If only you get the popularity contest prize, but I say it is blessed to be persecuted. And the world says richness, but I say poor in spirit. He gives us here what we need to reflect on every November 1st, what we need to reflect on every day. For even if our statues are never placed up here, we are called. We are the elect, and we are called to holiness.